Let me introduce a simple concept. Today, you will be hypnotized to confess to me. What you confess specifically will be up to you. And the manner in which you do it may be different depending on where you hear me or how comfortable you are with privacy. I encourage you to avoid listening if you don't want to say something you want no one else to hear. And I also encourage you to be mindful of the fact that when we open the mind and unlock truths and secrets within, there may be things there that we are scared to admit in the light of day. That said, confessing can be freeing. Even just speaking aloud the truth can be a powerful way to own it, to take control. So think less of this as a file designed to make you submit your power, but rather one that takes power over your deepest desires, that gives them a name. Of course, we'll make sure it's fun, pleasurable even, and yes, I'll likely take the lead in a dominant role to really extract those feelings, those ideas from you. But that's just a little power exchange, isn't it? Of course, it depends what's lurking in that mind of yours. The deep caverns of thought can hide some interesting things. So let's explore them together, you and I, in a journey into the deep recesses of your consciousness, the dark corners of the mind where the naughty thoughts lurk. Because I promise it will feel good to confess. Confessing feels amazing. It's a release, and we know how wonderful those can be. Just a different one. Something altogether more mental. It may feel like an outpouring of sensation and emotion by the time we're done together. And that can be really, truly pleasurable for you. You only need to accept a few simple things. That you are comfortable with exploring the inner workings of your mind. And perhaps finding something that you may not fully understand yet. Be at peace with the fact that the human mind is complex and our desires can be strange, confusing, and at times upsettingly at odds with the person we aspire to be. This is perfectly normal, just be prepared for it. Be okay with it. Second, I will be in charge of this experience. I will take control and guide you, because I want to get at the essence of who you are. If you can understand and appreciate all that, we can begin. In fact, we already have. The act of acceptance of continuing this journey, that is the first step to falling into a trance, to being hypnotized. And in being hypnotized, you will be able to sink into the deeper consciousness within. When you are in trance, the mind opens, unfurls like a book, and we can flick through the pages to find the passages we want. The truths you hide in your own story. Inside the mind is a fertile valley, ripe and ready to be harvested. Full of ideas, thoughts, kinks and fetishes. But it is well hidden. The rigors of daily life, the eyes of society, expectations of your gender and position, all keep these things locked away, as if they should be shameful or forbidden. But that is wrong. All of these things are a part of you, and I want to find a path to that valley. Through the great mountains of doubt and shame and fear, I want to pass by all of that. That is what hypnosis can do. Bypass the worries, the concern, the rational mind trying to block your true nature from you. We can be free. Free to embrace who we are. Because it feels good to confess, to admit, to embrace, to let go of shame and accept ourselves. Even if the path there is hard, even if we must submit ourselves to something uncomfortable. That is always how we move forward, really move forward. Never with comfort, always with an expanding of the mind to embrace the new, the frightening. Like climbing up a mountain, knowing the view from the top will be immensely satisfying. That the physical effort will be worth the toil. Yet from the base, it seems insurmountable, impossible. But we try, because we are strong. It takes strength to confess, to accept yourself, and yet the path there will make you feel weak. An oxymoron, I am aware. But how does the climber feel before the exhilaration of the summit? Tired, weak, near broken, ready to submit, to surrender to the power of the Great Mountain, this horrible force of nature, to be broken down and pushed beyond its true strength, to feel you have been pulled apart piece by piece, only to recombine for a glorious climax, to summit, to mount the top of the world and look down upon it, reborn. That is the power of confessing what's inside you, and to know it, we must go inside. So now I ask you to shut your eyes for me. I will be in control fully from this point onward. You will be allowing me to guide you, to choose your path and your focus. You will confess by the time we reach the end, because you will understand it feels good, that it is good for you, even if you must be sculpted to that point. Even if I must peel back the layers of doubt that make you afraid to be yourself, I will make sure you confess. And confessing will feel so good. Confessing feels incredible. Even if what you confess makes you embarrassed or feel a little ashamed, it will still feel good. A rush of heavenly pleasure will accompany your confession because you're freeing yourself of the burden of a secret. Maybe you can think of a time in the past where you wanted to tell someone a secret, tell someone what you really like, a fetish, an idea, a fantasy, but you were so embarrassed. Can you remember that? Remember the shame, the trepidation, the moment when you wanted to speak those words aloud and the thoughts stopped in your tongue and you did whatever vanilla thing felt safe, when you denied your own needs and wants. Why would someone choose to do that? Why do we fight our own nature? Shouldn't we be free to embrace who and what we are, even if it's a little taboo? Even if it's outside the norms we know? Within reason, of course. But lots of us have fantasies. People go their whole lives with dreams and kinks that never see fruition, never realized. They only manage to consume content about that stuff. But they could be free. If only they confessed. And I want you to think of that. Think of the freedom that comes with opening up, with offering yourself as you are, not wearing a mask. Wouldn't that be better? Because deep in the darkness of the mind, in the deep recesses of it, there are needs, wants, desires that are as yet unfulfilled. But speaking them, typing them, however you announce your confession, that confers power upon them. So imagine now inside your mind those ideas, those fantasies. Imagine them deep within. They are yours, and that's okay. You aren't bad for having them. Yet you build walls around them. You worry they won't be accepted, that you won't be accepted. And that's so sad, to have these ideas and wants and desires and to feel they aren't being fulfilled. I believe in a world where we are all free to pursue our desires, but this world tells us we're bad, we're wrong. So I dream of dominating men and women for my pleasure. Is that so bad? I confess, I enjoy the idea of taking a slave who does my bidding whenever I wish. I can't always say that, of course, can I? But I offer you this safe space to reveal yourself, to open yourself up and be unashamedly you. Now though, you have these barriers around those thoughts to keep you safe, to keep them away. Mountains, spiky peaks of dark granite surround your innermost self. The fertile valley of the mind is hidden, lost to the world. A paradise of free-flowing fantasy that you hold away from the world. Why? Because the world might judge you? But not everyone will. Many of us share the same desires, or related desires. So we can go beyond the peaks together, can't we? We can find our way into the true self, the depths of the mind and subconscious. And there we can find out what you need to reveal, what you simply must confess. Because in confessing, you become free. Free of the shackles of what holds you back. What keeps you from revealing yourself? Confession is pleasure, and you will feel good to get this off your chest. I promise. But let's make sure you are thinking of the right thing to reveal. Those mountain peaks are tall, dark and hostile, dangerous. They tell the world to stay back, to keep away from the darkness within, the shameful ideas. But it's funny, the valley beyond is peaceful, a tranquil place, for there is no shame, not really, only the expectations of a cold society, and we can move past that together. First, we must pass the peaks, climb slowly up the foothills, over the scree and rock and dust, over the pointed edges of fear and doubt. These mountain peaks are the terror, the abject terror of revealing oneself. It is scary, I know, but we can be safe. The right time, the right place, that's all you need to open up. Open up and show the world who you are, even for a moment. Confession feels so good, to release all that tension and all that fear, to tell me or even someone you desire what you really, really want. That's pleasure, isn't it? But it's hidden behind the mountains of doubt. Yet you can keep going, keep pushing over them, keep climbing over that doubt, as you realize with each forward step that there is nothing bad here. Nothing but pure, open freedom. The freedom of being yourself, truly. So keep pushing, up and up over the jagged edges of the rocks, over the pointed edge of shame, the shame of knowing your desires are a little outside the normal. You're on the edge of the world. But it's better here. It's alive with desire and bliss and pain and pleasure. The edge of the world where many fear to tread is where we can experience exhilaration, joy, lust, need. There is so much more to experience always, and you can grasp it. Just keep climbing. Keep moving up the rock face that stares back and tries to tell you no. No, don't give away your secrets. Don't find what's hidden and set it free. It might knock the peaks down. It might tear them back, erode them until you are open. Until the fertile valley of fantasy flows freely into the rest of your thoughts. Until you can merge the person you pretend to be with the person you truly are. And all it takes is to continue up, up these silent peaks, the ragged teeth of the edge of the world, the brutal stone walls that hold back the flood of words and wants hidden away inside. The things you need buried so deep inside you. But you're getting closer now. You're halfway up. And you can continue to climb, just putting one foot in front of the other and moving ever upward, always forward. Progress in inches, but progress. Breathing deep the fresh mountain air, feeling the height, the altitude, so far up, yet deep inside. Pushing deeper into the hidden depths you have, the silent wonder within. You can keep going, hands grasping rock, feet dragging themselves onward, because there is such freedom to be found. Imagine letting go of shame and worry and simply revealing yourself, truly revealing yourself and what you want and who you are. You are still scared, I'm sure. That is what the mountains represent, that fear. But as you rise up now and the solid peaks turn to pointed teeth, you can look between, see down below now to the valley, the place where all your wants hide. You can almost make out what's going on there, the debauchery and delight of it all. But you must keep climbing. You must keep moving up. Keep going up and up and up. You're getting closer to the peak, to rising above worry and shame, to leaving them behind you. But of course, these feelings can be powerful. The fear can be consuming. That is why they are tall peaks, solid rock. But anything can be overcome. Anything can be defeated, if you want it to be. So you climb up and up, getting closer inch by inch, finding your way up toward the tip of the mountain. And when you reach the top, you'll see the valley below, laid it before you, splendor inside, a place where fantasy is free and desire is everything. Keep pushing, keep going up and up toward the top. You're almost there. You're reaching into the sky and finding purchase on the stones below. You're finding your way to the peak, no matter what, because you want that freedom. You want to let go of shame and doubt. You never wanted these things to begin with, and you don't even know where they came from. You simply want to be at the top and start moving down, down into the depths of your mind, into the depths of your subconscious desires. But you're not there yet. You must keep moving, keep pushing, hand over hand, foot past foot. Each moment takes you higher, breathing deeply the air, cold and fresh, light. Breathe deep and let go of any doubt, climbing to the top and letting go of fear, of anything that would hold you back. You don't need to hold back, not with me. I am here to hear your confession, but not to judge, and I want you to know that it is safe, safe to reveal yourself. And perhaps you can reveal yourself to a partner too. Perhaps this will be the nudge you need to simply admit the truth of what you want. But that is your choice, not mine. I only expect you to confess a secret, a hidden desire today, in text or aloud. But I do want you to build confidence, to learn to share these things with those who can act upon them, with a lover. Because no one should judge you for your desires, and it is okay to reveal them. But for now, we take it slow. We go at a pace you can feel comfortable with. Just a small idea revealed, a sliver of fantasy. That's okay, it's the start. It's the beginning of the path to freedom, to openness, to being your true self, to merging the sexual being with the rest of yourself. Because you're almost at the top, almost rising above the shame and doubt. You don't need these things. When you shed them, when you pass over or crack through, or erode away those peaks, those terrible mountains of worry, you feel freedom. You feel you can be yourself. And there is no shame in being you. So keep climbing, seeing the top now right before you, a hand reaching out to get there, to make it right to the top and pull yourself up. Take yourself to the edge of the world, the brink of the abyss, for ahead is open space, the valley of the mind, the ideas that flow and move, the great lakes and rivers of want and desire. But you must climb over the worry. No more stress. Shed it. Let it go. You need it no longer. Not here. Not with me. Not when you can feel so free. And that feels so good. A soft, warm pleasure can course through your body, knowing you have come so far. Let go of worry and stress. Confession feels good. Opening up is wonderful. This is what you need, what you want, to open up and show yourself, to reveal the truth in your mind and in your soul, the real you, the desires you keep buried under the facade of respectability. No longer do you need to hide. You can be the person you want to be, the person who is free, open, and confident. You should be confident in what you want. Confident in your confession. So let go of worry as you reach and pull yourself to the top. Let go of stress, of fear. Feel your legs pushing you over the jagged edge to the peak, pushing you past shame and nerves and anything else that holds you back. You feel lighter, stronger, moving cleanly in the crisp alpine air, pulling yourself up now, up and up to the top, where the air is clear and your thoughts are free to flow. One final push now, and there it is, the peak, reached. No shame, no fear, all left behind on the climb, jettisoned like excess weight. You never needed any of it, you only need to be you. That's all you ever need. No shame, no doubt, no hesitation. You want to know yourself, and now, that is what you will do. For now, you must know what to confess, what secret to reveal. Now you have cast off your shackles, you must descend into that fertile valley of idea and thought and fantasy, and see which of these things you most want to show, what you most want to reveal. So we must take a moment now. Take a breath, a slow, deep breath, soft and easy. You are safe, free. Breathe and relax. You can just relax now, no more worry. Only moving slowly now toward the truth within. The parts of you buried behind the walls are so close now. You can see them in the valley, the things you want. You can imagine them, all of them, a flood of imagery. Thinking of all those things you want, no matter how much you thought them strange before, now they can just feel good. Right. Now you are ready to descend, to drop down from the peak of the valley floor where you will find your confession. It starts with a step on the descent, the slow, sloping descent to the valley of earthly delights. So take that step, no longer holding shame or doubt, simply moving closer to pleasure and happiness. Confession is pleasure. And you'll find all of these things in your mind will feel very good to confess. For to confess means to think of them, to wonder on those things you find most exciting to consider. Isn't that wonderful? A moment to walk down now and find the things you desire. Taking slow steps down, seeing the valley unfurl itself before you. Grass and water and trees and dotted among them, scenes of fantasies, your fantasies, all the things you like. And there will be one among them, one thought that will draw you closer, that will be the flame to your moth. You will find it pulls you to it, drags you down the slope and pulls you to it. That wonderful idea, that deep fantasy, it makes you feel perfect. Makes you feel whole, makes you feel yourself. You can feel yourself as you continue down now, as you find yourself pulled to a fantasy, one singular fantasy. As you step down the mountain and find yourself drawn to this idea, whatever it is, the pull is powerful. It has a gravity that always draws you to it. This is not the first time. This is something you've wanted for a long time. And no matter how shameful the world may see it being, it is part of you. It is okay. It's safe here. As long as the thought doesn't put anyone in danger or cause unwanted harm, it is safe. Because we are all creatures of desire, beasts of burden. We all carry our secrets. I have mine too. I too have a valley of wants and needs and fantasies, and I have revealed these things after feeling worry and shame too. And I was unbound, free to follow a new path, a path of pleasure. And you can do the same. Just keep moving, keep following your desire, whatever it may be. Let it consume your mind. Let it become your sole focus now as you move closer to it. You are choosing it as the desire you wish to reveal. Confession is pleasure, and you want to confess. Because you want to feel free. You want to be light, like you are now, but all the time. You don't want to hide anymore. Because when you reveal these ideas, these thoughts, they can become reality. Don't you want to speak these words, type them out, and feel them come closer to being reality? And perhaps in time, they become reality with someone else. Perhaps you lose the worry and fear of telling the one you love, the one you want. telling them who you are, what you truly desire, because your desires are nothing to feel ashamed of. They are part of you, and accepting you is accepting them. And we are human. We seek acceptance, love, understanding. In confessing your desires now, it is almost like a trial, a practice run of telling the right person these needs. So focus on it. What you see, the sensations you imagine, the things you hear, smell, taste. What is your deepest desire? Is it something romantic, something dark, something naughty, dangerous? Your desire, your fantasy is your own, and you can feel it grow stronger, bigger as you move closer. As you walk down the mountain, it becomes larger, taking up your mind, your field of vision within that mind's eye. The more you think about it, the more potent that desire becomes. The more you want and need it, it becomes something you cannot escape, an inexorably powerful force pulling you to it. But you're not even halfway down the mountain. You are yet to truly feel the power of this desire. It is so strong. You felt it before in fleeting moments, in times alone when you had these thoughts overcome you and send you to the brink of desire. And now you come closer and closer to the face of your deepest want, the thing you lust for most. You can almost taste it. It's there on the tip of your tongue, at the end of your fingers. It aches to escape and spread beyond you. For when it leaves your mind, it becomes something more real, a tangible thing, a part of the world outside, not only the inner self. And that's okay, there is no shame in revealing it. Confession is pleasure, a pleasure unbound by shame or worry, simply desire fulfilled. That is what you want, I know it. Everyone wants the same thing, for their deepest, darkest desire to be fulfilled, particularly those pleasurable desires, those naughty or romantic ones, the ones involving touch and tease. And I want you to see it come closer as you pass the halfway mark down the mountain. As the slope softens to a gentle decline, you can let your legs carry you now, automatically moving forward. Your desire awaits. It awaits you with the need to be released, to be free. For you can be free, free to pursue this great need within. What's inside you must be revealed, must come out. It's safe, it's okay. It's wonderful to confess it. You will feel, once you tell this desire, speak it aloud or write it down, you will feel so good. So much pleasure. It will be a release, a moment of ecstasy, one you need, one you must have. All you must do is confess. And this thing, this dark desire, it grows larger. It is becoming overwhelming, looming over the valley as you narrow in on it. It consumes your thoughts. For there is no other thought but desire now. This need, base and urgent, you must confess it. For confession is pleasure, but also freedom. Freedom to go and grasp this thing you need. This wonderfully pleasurable thought. You must chase it, find it, accept it as part of you and so important. It is who you are. And you cannot deny it. You have no desire to deny it, only to accept and find it, to find the pleasure you so desperately seek. And the mountain almost pushes you down now. You've come so far, left so much behind. There is only the deep secret need within, and the urge to confess it, to tear down the valley walls, to crush the peaks and let the needs and wants flood out. To let them overtake your mind and open you up to more. To more confession. But for now, there is only need for that one reveal. that one confession. You need only speak or type one desire. But I want you to know this and know it well. The more you reveal who you are, the more you will want to reveal, the more you'll want to be the true you, and the more you'll know that you cannot repress the truth. You can be free and happy if you only let the doubt and shame pass and reveal yourself. Show your true nature, and that starts today. It starts with your path to the valley floor. The mountain now a lightly sloping trail through a thicket of pine trees. The scent of sap is strong, the pull of your fantasy stronger. It is just beyond the trees, waiting for you to take a hold of it and shine a light upon it, to reveal it to the world. And you can do that. It is safe with me. There is no shame, no worry, no doubt. What you desire is right there, and you cannot hold back forever. You cannot hold a secret inside that you must let out to know you are being your authentic self. So come closer to it now. Come and let it overcome you. Confession is pleasure, and when you confess this desire, the one growing larger in your mind all the time, you'll feel a release of tension, of worry, of fear and doubt. You will feel a wonderful freedom. Confession is pleasure. So come closer now. Feel yourself drawn to this desire, and as you pass through the trees and feel the bark against your fingertips and the needles on your shoulder, know that the only thing now that matters is that one biggest fantasy, that one thing you must have to truly be fulfilled. Know that it must come out. You must be free of the burden of knowledge. You must not hold inside what you so desperately want to make real. Reality can be changed if you will it. You can make dreams into truths if you only reveal them. No matter how you felt before, you know that this idea in your mind, this burgeoning need, is who you are, and you must take that step to make it real. You must confess. Confession is pleasure. So keep moving now, let the soft ground underfoot guide you along the trail to your need, to your fantasy. It is so close. It is huge, all-encompassing as it fills your mind. You may feel more excited by the second as you arrive at the knowledge that yes, this is what you want. Because it is. It always has been. You've had this inside you for such a long, long time. And now it's there, right in front of you. Your deepest desire. You've arrived. Deep into your mind, right at the bottom, in the dark crevices that hide your innermost desires. And you find the one most compelling, the one that grabs you and won't let go, the one you think of in the darkness, the one you wish someone would fulfill with you, the one you cannot help but fantasize about when you're alone, the one that pops into your mind at the most inconvenient moments, yet you're never unhappy to think about. This is your desire, your need writ large. You have successfully found your way to the thing you want more than anything. What you want to feel, to experience, to have done to you. It's there, like the beating heart of your sexual identity. Yet it's not real, not yet. It's not yet tangible. It's still a thought. It can slip away like sand through fingertips. So you must grasp it. You must claim it as your own. Your desire to make real. And to do that, you must imbue it with power. You must grant it strength by putting it into the physical world. Letting it flood from mind into body and beyond. You must confess it. Confession is pleasure. You must release this desire. you must reach the climax of these feelings and release the desire. You have to confess it to make it real. To know that you will have this, that it will be yours, the first step is to say it aloud or to write it down. If you feel confident enough, write it somewhere you know it will be seen by me, by others. The more you reveal, the more real it will be. But however you proceed is your choice. Simply, when this moment ends, when you reach the end of this experience, you will confess your deepest desire. Confession is pleasure. And you will feel so good. You will feel a delicious rush of wonderful sensation. You will release this into the world, and it will be the climax of this experience. As soon as I tell you to, you will make your confession, and you will feel so free, like a huge weight is off you. And you will feel so good, because confession is pleasure. And then you will rest. You will take as long as you need to return to normal, to change focus back to the everyday and the mundane. But first, you must confess this desire. So capture it, hold it in your mind, think on it, really understand it. Let it fill your mind's eye, let nothing get in its way. Let your fantasy be your only thought. Let the idea of it consume and overcome you. Let it be the only thing you can consider in this moment. This desire, this need, this deep longing, this all-important fantasy that you must have, that must be made real, and confess it. Confess to me, tell me, write it, say it. However you confess is okay, it's okay. Just confess to me. Confession is pleasure. Let it out, let it all out. Free yourself from the shackles of doubt, and let your fantasy be made tangible, closer to real than ever. Say it so you may manifest it, so it becomes your destiny. Confess to me, for confession is pleasure. Confess to me, for confession is bliss. Confess to me, for confession is freedom, and you yearn to be free. And now, rest. Rest and let your mind wander to other things. Now you have started a journey, a path to true fulfillment. But you have come far. You must be tired. You have done something good, happy, wonderful. Feel content as you rest. Feel accomplished, for you are. You have changed something inside. Cast some of your shame away. You emerge changed. When you finish, you rest. When you feel the pull of reality sweeping you back into it, and you may not even remember your confession, but it will be there in your mind, and you will want to free yourself again, if it's safe. You will want to make sure you never let shame or doubt control you. And you have started so well. Now rest, and continue your journey later, when you are ready. I'm proud of you.